Thank you again, Rabbi Simon.
Okay. Zech Nishmas Avi Murray Yaakov Ben Yisrael Pilchas Zech Nishmas Daniel Hashem Abbas V'Yeshua Falak. Thank you, Rebbetzin Cement, for inviting me once again to share Divrei Torah with the young ladies from Stern College. And of course, this is a different type of setting than we normally have, but still, nonetheless, it's a wonderful opportunity to share Divrei Torah with you. And when Rebbetzin Cement asked me about the topic, we decided to have a topic about the Sfiras HaOmer and the lift that Sfiras HaOmer will hopefully give us in these difficult times that we're living through this moment. The word Omer, as we know, is a measurement. Va'omer asire sa'ifahu. It's a certain measurement that was measured out, and that was the amount of barley that was needed to bring the Korban Omer, which was brought on the second day of Pesach. But the Ksav HaKabbalah, which is a commentary on Chumash, a classic work, wants to add another meaning to the word Omer, based on a pasuk in Parshas Kisetze, in Perek Chav Dalet, Pasuk Zayin. The Torah tells us, Ki imotze ish gonev nefesh me'echov, bibnei Yisrael, we find somebody who kidnaps someone else. And what does the Pasuk say? It's Perek Chav Dalet, Pasuk Zayin. Vis amer bo u'mecharo. Vis amer bo u'mecharo. So what does this amer bo mean? Says Rashi, Einu chayiv ad sheyishtamesh bo. In other words, not only the person kidnapped somebody, but then required this individual to do physical labor for them. So they kidnapped them, and then they did physical labor, and then he sells the person. So the Gemara says, Umeis haganavahu, that this ganav is chayev miso biyata ramikir becha. But the word, vis amer bo, is the same shoresh of ayin mem resh, which means to work, to to enslave. And the Ksav HaKabbalah explains that this avoda of the Yemei HaSfira of Omer is his amerbo. It means it's the time that Klal Yisrael shows the Ribono Shel Olam its dedication to the role of Klal Yisrael as Avdei Hashem. This amerbo u'mecharo. And what is this idea? So many svarim point out that there is an interesting change that happens from the night of Pesach in contrast to afterwards and throughout the Sfira. We know that Klal Yisrael was in Mitzrayim, and Klal Yisrael were on, as the Chazal tell us, were on the Memtesh Shari Tuma, were on the lowest levels of Tuma, of contamination. We know that Chazal tell us that there are 50 levels of contamination, spiritual contamination. And Klal Yisrael were pretty low there. And if they would have stayed any longer, they would have sunk to the depths of Tumah and would never have been able to be extricated and leave Mitzrayim. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to take them out, what? B'chipazon. In a rushed way, so they shouldn't stay any longer, because if they would stay longer, the tumor would have been so great that they would never have been able to cleanse themselves from that spiritual tumor. But Klal Yisrael didn't deserve to go out. They didn't deserve to go out. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu took them out nonetheless, and he made the process very speedy. In order to what? In order that they should be able to come out. But we didn't deserve it. We were on such great levels that we deserve to go out of Mitzrayim. It was a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why the Shem Yishmuel says that what do we, on Pesach, we daven for Tal in Nisan. In Tishrei, we say Mashiv HaRuch Amir HaGoshem. What's the idea? Because Geshem is something that you have to deserve. The Hayayim Shamo Tishmu, the Pasuk says, if you listen, then you'll get rain. But the Gemara says in Tainus, in the first parak, Tal lo me'atzar. That Tal does not stop. Whereas we always have Tal, no matter whether we deserve it or we don't deserve it. And that's why the Shem Yishmuel says that the Hanhaga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Klal Yisrael in Nisan was the Hanhaga of Tal. Because Tal, even if you don't deserve it, it's there. You wake up in the morning, you see dew on the foliage. That's the Geder of Tal. Whether you deserve it or you don't deserve it, it's there. Geshem Tishrei is the Yemei Hadin of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and we have to deserve it. We have to do tshuva. So that's appropriate for Geshem to be in the month of Tishrei, the bracha of the Geshem. But in Nisan, we didn't deserve, we were in Mentes Shari Tuma, we didn't deserve anything. And yet Hashem took us out. Chesed, that's Tal. You deserve it, you don't deserve it, that's it. Now, we know that in some communities, they say Yotzros. Yotzros are like different piyutim that are added to the davening. Most of us say piyutim on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, but in some shuls, to this very day, and we hope to have our attendance to the shuls come back speedily, please God, but they say on the Dalet Parshios, they say different piyutim in the Chazaras Hashatz, etc. And for the Shabbos HaChodesh, right? That's the fourth of the Dalet Parshios. In the Yotzos on Shabbos HaChodesh, I believe in Musaf, it says that the month of Nisan is a month Shehayishuos Makifos. Literally, it means we are surrounded with salvation. And that's the month of Nisan. Hashem, the Dal Eser Makos, Kriyas Yamsuf, we were surrounded with Yeshuos. That's the simple interpretation. the Oiv Yisrael, that's the Rover of Avram Yoshua Heschel of Apta, one of the famed Hasidic masters, and the famed Sefer called Oiv Yisrael, in the Likutim, I believe, has a nupshat in what does it mean that the month of Nisan is a month that Yeshuos Makifos. And he explains the following, that in Mishnayis, in Shvius, and other places, it discusses when a person buys something on credit. He didn't pay. We know today people carry around their credit cards. They don't carry around cash as much. They buy everything on credit. So what is the Hebrew word of to buy something on credit? That's called hakafa. Hakafa sachanus, hakafa. When you buy something on credit, you're buying it with what? With behakafa. That means you're buying it on credit. So says the Oiv Yisrael, besides the simple pshat, that the month of Nisan is a month shehayishuos makifos, that we're surrounded by salvation, he says a different pshat. The Yeshuos, the salvation that we got on Nisan, all came behakafa. Means we didn't deserve it. We didn't pay for it. Hashem gave it to us on credit. Because as we said before, it's not something we did. We were on the lowest levels. And yet Hashem took us out. So it's the month Shehayishuos Makifos, that all the salvations that we had are based on Hakafa, credit, Anupshat. And the idea is that during the time of Sfira, that's when we have to start paying back the credit card bill. We have to start paying back the credit card bill. Because we got a lot. The first night of Pesach is all what we got on credit. All the miracles, everything. We didn't deserve anything. And we tell the whole night of the Seder what Hashem did for us. But it was all on credit. We didn't pay for it. We didn't deserve it. And I'll tell you a fascinating minhag that some people have. Most of the families that we are in probably don't have this minhag. But there is a minhag. We know the first night of Sfira is at the second Seder. Now normally, when do we count Sfira? And this year it's more of a challenge, you know, to count Sfira, because people usually in shul, they're reminded. So we have to keep reminding ourselves not to forget and to count the right day. In fact, usually I count Sfira right after Maariv, like the minhag of most of us. Count Sfira right after Maariv. And I remember we started the Seder, and I said to myself, you know, I forgot, I didn't count Sfira yet. So right away, I said, stop everything, I'm counting Sfira, or else I'm going to forget. Because we weren't in shul, and I didn't have the reminder. I almost forgot. But some people have the minhag that on the first time of Sfira, that means the second night, the second Seder, they count Sfira after the Seder. After the Seder. And in some Haggadahs, this year I went out and usually we're by my parents or my in-laws for the Seder. And this year we knew that we weren't going to be there, because of what's going on in the world. So I bought a whole, you know, I wanted to have a uniform Haggadah for the whole family, so I bought Haggadahs for the whole family. And the Haggadah that I brought, I saw that at the end of the Haggadah, it says, you know, for the second Seder, Hayom Yom Echad La'Omer. Because that is a minhag. Most of us probably don't have that minhag. But it is a very common minhag, especially in Hasidic circles. In fact, in Hasidic circles, you'll see, I was told, that after the Seder on the second night, which could be 12:30, 1 o'clock in the morning, people are going back to shul to count Sfira in the shul with the tzibur. Why such a minhag? Doesn't make sense. Normally, you do a mitzvah, you should do it right away. So, after we daven Marv, we should count Sfira right away. And why all of a sudden here, they have this minhag to what? To count after. So in the Sefer Pardes Eliezer, he quotes from the Rama Mipanu, one of the great Mukubolim, who explains that it doesn't make sense to count Sfira till after the Seder. Why? Because what is Sfira? What is the Sfira's Omer all about? It's the time when we're paying back what we bought, what we received on credit. But first you have to read and say over the Haggadah. That's the purchase. That's what we're getting. And then we talk about how we're going to pay it back. But it doesn't make sense to count the Omer, which is the beginning of our attempt to pay back what we received on credit, until after we get the merchandise. So the Seder is all the merchandise that we received. The Makos, the Kriyas Yamsuf, all the things that we got from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're telling over. And now we're saying, and now we're just going to start to pay it back. But to speak about paying it back before you got it, that doesn't make sense. So hence the minhag, says the Rama Mipanu, to count Sfira after the Seder. So I'm not telling anyone to change their minhag. If there's not the minhag, it's not my minhag either. But al pi machshava, it's a tremendous idea. And that, Rabosai, fits in very well what we started the shir off from the Ksava Kabbalah. That Omer is a lashon of his Amer Bo, working. His Amer Bo u'mecharam. That this is the time that we have to enhance our Avodas Hashem. And this is the time that we're not getting a freebie. No more credit. Now we're paying back the credit card bill. And that's, we're earning what we deserve. What we didn't deserve originally, but now we're trying to pay it back. What we didn't deserve originally. And that gives a regiment to this time. You know, everyone is familiar. Everyone, whatever school you went to growing up, everyone knows, as children we know this, that if you forget one day of Sfira, then you can't count with a bracha anymore. Right? We still count, but not with a bracha. Because the opinion of the Baal Halachas Gedolos, who says that you have to count every day. And if you missed, you're finished. But there are other opinions that disagree. So we make a pshara that if you forgot, you still should count, but you count without a bracha. The Rambam was asked this question: what if I forget one day of Sfira? Do I continue with a bracha or not? And the Rambam says, of course you continue with a bracha. Just because you made a mistake last night doesn't mean you should not be able to continue. In other words, most Rishonim, most Mefarshim, never heard of this idea. It's not in the Gemara that if you forget one day, but it's such a basic thing that we all are taught because the Shulchan Aruch brings it down, this opinion. But it's, to me, it's very puzzling why the Shulchan Aruch decided to quote an opinion that's basically a Das Yachid. Basically, it's a singular opinion. It's not the opinion of most of the Rishonim, including the Rambam, never heard of such a thing. So why do we have such a shita like that? Why do we paskin that way? And I think al derech hashkafa, it's the idea that this is the time for avodas Hashem. And avodas Hashem is amer bo lashon avoda, yeshuas makifos, we're paying back what we got on credit. Some of us count Sfira after the Seder because you have to. The Sfira is when we're paying. We're doing it not as a freebie. But the most important thing in Avodas Hashem is consistency. To be consistent every day. It's not like one day we don't do Avodas Hashem, and Eved is always servicing its master. And the Bahag tells us that Sfiras HaOmer, if it's not done in a consistent way, you've lost the meaning. You've lost the meaning. So even though we don't fully paskin like the Bahag, because we still continue, even if we made a mistake, but we won't make a bracha in deference to the opinion of the Bahag, who says that if you miss a day, you're out. Which the Rambam denies such a halacha. And that, I think, is very important, especially in these times. Rabbi Penner mentioned today at a meeting that from Dr. Wesniak, that since there's so much doubt in the world, the things that we hold dear to us, we have to do in a way without doubt to bring us a chizuk on these times. And unfortunately, there are people who've lost their lives, and we have to show that life has meaning, and every day in life is accounted for. And that's what the Bahag is teaching us. Like the, it says by Sara Imenu. For you, Yimei Sara, Shva Me'ah Shana Ve'Esrim Shana Ve'Sheva Shanim, Yimei Chayei Sara. Rashi says Kulam Shavim L'Tova, and the Chidush Arim explains that every year was accounted for. Every year, she had an avoda that she did. The same thing the Ozhe V'Rebbe says by Avraham. Avram Zokain Baba Yomim, that there's Zikna and there's Yomim. Sometimes a person can be old, but he didn't fill the days. Avram Avinu was Baba Yomim, means he had Zikna, he had old age, but he had Yomim. The old age was filled with content. And especially in times now of difficulty, where we read Chas V'Sholom of people losing lives, that has to be a chizik for us to realize the value of every single day in our life. And that value comes by using our time. It doesn't mean that we can't call up our friends and schmooze and have, you know, that's also part, as Rav Nata Greenblatt pointed out, schmoozing with your friend is also an avoda. Making relationships, that's also an important thing. But understanding, planning out your day, you know, it's different when we don't have a place to go, we're not going anywhere, we're staying, and sometimes, you know, time could be spent in a better way, but fill the days. kulam shovim l'tova, baba yomim. To understand the importance of life, the importance that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and this is the tekufa. So that's why we follow the opinion of the Bahag, to show us that this tekufa is the time where we're paying back, we're not getting freebies, we're not getting anything, we're paying back the credit bill, the credit card bill. We're not buying things on credit, we got the things on credit. Now we're doing everything we need to do, and we're working his amerbo, loshon avoda, and that's the avoda in this tekufa. You know, we say in the Shmon Esrei that we recited on Pesach and Musaf, v'hareinu v'vinyono v'samcheinu b'sikuno. So what is this idea? Hashem should show us the binyan Beis HaMikdash, and He should make us happy b'sikuno in its completion. What is that? What is Hashem? So the Mariel Diskin, one of the great scholars, Torah scholars, Rav Yeshua Leib Diskin, said the following. We know that there's differences of opinion of what's going to be with the third Beis HaMikdash. What's going to be with the third Beis HaMikdash? The first two Beit HaMikdash were built by people. But there is an opinion that Rashi says in Masechta Rosh Hashanah, Masechta Sukkah, that the third Beis HaMikdash is going to come prefabbed min hashamayim. It's going to come down miraculously, already built. So says the Mariel Diskin, that's the pshat, v'hareinu v'vinyonu. Hashem, we're going to be spectators. Hashem will show us the binyan coming down. So Rav Yeshua Leib Diskin asked the question on Rashi. Rashi's opinion is that the third Beis HaMikdash is going to come prefab, coming down, already built, without anything needed. So if that be the case, there's a mitzvah in the Torah, v'osuli mikdash, right? V'shachanti b'sochem. So that's a mitzvah. So Hashem is taking away our mitzvah. And if the third Beis HaMikdash, according to Rashi, in Masechta Rosh Hashanah and Sukkah, is going to come free-fed min HaShemayim, so aren't we going to lose out on a mitzvah? Why would Hashem do that to take away a mitzvah from us? So explains Rav Yeshua Leib Diskin, based on the Medrash in Eicha, on the Pasuk, Tovu Ba'aretz She'areha, that when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the gates of the Mikdash were buried underneath. Because everything was destroyed, but the gates, the outer gates, were buried underneath. And what is HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So he says that the Gemara tells us in Masechta Bava Basra that if you have a house, say the house is ownerless, but you put up the gates around the house, that's considered ownership on the house. That's like a kinyan on the house. So says Mariel Diskin, that's what it means, v'samcheinu b'sikuno. That even though the whole Beis HaMikdash is going to come prefab min hashamayim, but there's still going to be something left for us to do in order that we could fulfill the mitzvah for asuli mikdash, and that is to put up the gates around the Beis HaMikdash, because the Medrash says those gates were what? Were buried underneath the ground, will be unearthed by Klal Yisrael, not miraculously, by Klal Yisrael, and be put up surrounding the Beis HaMikdash, and hence that will be the what? The tikuno. That will be the final Makeh B'Patish in order to enable us to have a Beis HaMikdash where we could fulfill the mitzvah of the Asuli Mikdash. And that's the Maril Diskin. The late Rosh Yeshiva of Keren B'Yavne, Rav Chaim Yaakov Goldwicht, who is the uncle of the present Rosh Yeshiva in YU, Rav Meir Goldwicht, his uncle, who is the Rosh Yeshiva of Keren B'Yavne, Rav Chaim Yaakov Goldwicht, added another point. And he said like this, V'hareinu v'vinyonu. So how did the Maril Diskin explain that? That means we're going to be spectators to the prefab Beis HaMikdash coming down in the Shemayim. Then the Samcheinu b'sikuno, Hashem will make us happy with the tikuno, that's the gemar, that's the putting up of the gates, that's going to enable us to what? To fulfill the mitzvah of Asuli Mikdash. So answer of Golvich, why is the word v'samcheinu only by tikuno? But Binyano just says Vareinu. It doesn't say Visamkeinu. So he explains the Rosh Hashiva that Simcha comes when you have fulfillment. You have fulfillment when you work on something and you are productive. That causes fulfillment. When you receive something on a silver platter that you didn't work for, its value is limited. And you don't really feel inner satisfaction. So when it comes to the Beis HaMikdash V'Areinu V'Vinyono, we're just going to see it. But we're not going to have that inner satisfaction. Only B'Tikuno, because the Tikuno is putting up the gates. We ourselves are going to do that physical labor. And that's going to have a feeling of fulfillment. And especially in the times that we're in now, that they're very difficult times. But the more productivity that we could do in terms of our learning, in terms of our other work that we are involved in terms of chesed and other things that we could do, may be only from remote, but that will give us inner satisfaction. And that's why the Omer time, even though it's a time that we mourn the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva who passed away, we have an ability to have a special inner satisfaction of Simcha because it's a time of Avoda. Omer, as we said from the Ksava Kabbalah, Vis'amer bo u'mechoro. You work, you toil, and you feel you created something. You did something. You learned a perek. You learned something. You did a chesed. And this is the things that we have to or mandated to do in this tkufa, again, all to pay back the credit card bill that we accrued on the night of Pesach. And that has to be done with alacrity. It has to be done on a constant basis, like the Bahag Shita. When it comes to Sfiras HaOmer, we don't miss a day. Even though most opinions don't hold like that, but perhaps the halacha wants to teach us that message, especially in this time of year. And that's Avram Zochin Baba Yomim. He had Zikna, but he also had Yomim. He had old age, but the old age was filled with content. And sorry, Imenu, Chazal say, as we said, Kulam Shovim Latova. All the years were filled. And even though it's hard times, we still have the mandate to fill the days with content and not let the days go by with that you say, this day, what did I do? I was just sleeping half the day. No, the day is a day of content. You wake up, you daven. We should always be makpid on the davening. And preferably three times a day, fulfill the content of the day. And then this is all leading to Matan Torah. And Matan Torah is something very special. Because I'll tell you something about Matan Torah. It's the one holiday that the Torah doesn't tell us exactly when it is. Like, Pesach we know is Tesvav Tishrei, Sukkot is Tesvav, also Tesvav. It doesn't tell, it tells us to count 50 days. We understand it means 49, and then we get there. Atzeres Tiyalachem. Everyone has their own sphira. Lachem. Sphira l'chol echad ve'echad. In fact, the Lubavitcher Rebbe had a famous psak that he gave that we don't really necessarily follow this psak, but the hashkafa is very important. He said that, say, if somebody is going from once, say he's coming from, I don't know if this is such a good mashal for this time of year, you're going from China to New York. I don't know if that's, in this day and age, we should be doing that. But if you go from one side of the dateline to the other side of the dateline, so you were ahead a day, and now you're coming to the other side of the dateline where you're behind a day. So he says, still keep your sphera. Now, normally most would say that once you come, now you're on the other side, so you can do the sphera that everyone else is doing. No. Svartam lachem. Everyone has to do their own sphera sa'omer. So even though you're a day ahead, you'll be counting sphera sa'omer a day ahead because you started in another part of the world that was a day ahead. He even says that the yontif of Shavuos you'll keep on Erev Yontif. When everyone else is keeping Erev Yontif, for you that's Shavuos. Because Shavuos, the Gemara says, could be either the 5th of the month, or the 6th of the month, or the 7th of the month. Because it's not totally on a specific day. It's 50 days from when you began counting the Sphira. And the idea, even though we don't necessarily paskin like this, Shita, but I think it's very important because everyone has this special connection to Torah. Now, some people like to learn Chumash. Some people like to learn Torah Shebaal Peh. Some people like to learn... Everyone could pick where they feel most connected to. Like Rav Dovid Cohen said, there's a value in many areas of Torah. So everyone has their own Kabbalah Satorah. Usfartem lachem, atzeres tiyah lachem. It's Sfira l'chol echad ve'echad. It's different than any other yontif. You theoretically you could have your own lachem based on your count, based on your Kabbalah Satorah. And some people are better at one area of Torah. Some people are better than others. Each one has their unique... Of course, Kabbalah Satorah was... The Pasuk says it was Yom HaKohol. It was a communal day. But yet Chazal tell us every person had a malach come and tell them the mitzvah. And everyone had their personalized Kabbalah Satorah as well. Because everyone is different. And everyone has different likes. And their neshama is different. Like Rav Kook said... Rav Meir Goldberg told me from Rav Kook, everyone has different avenues of Torah that they feel more connected to. That's why you have different shiurim and different types, different neshamas are connected in different ways. But whatever your neshama is connected, so fill up your life with that type of chesed, with that type of Torah. Some people like more chassidus, some people like more medrashim, some people like more pshat. Whatever it is, there are so many areas that we can fulfill our lives. And lefum tzara agra, the fact that it's more challenging times now, just makes the value more. I'll tell you, there's the pasuk in Truma says, what did Klal Yisrael get? Gave to the Mishkan? Zohav, v'kesef, u'nechoshes. And what does it say at the end? Avnei shom v'avnei miluim. La'ifod v'lachoshin. So the Orach Chaim HaKodesh asks the question. Zohav, gold, silver, those are good things. But avnei shom and avnei miluim were the most expensive pearls. Why is that mentioned at the end of the gifts in Parshas Truma? Orach Chaim HaKodesh has different reasons, but the one that I want to say over now is because Chazal tell us that those special pearls, the Avnei Shoam and Avnei Miluim, Klal Yisrael got from the clouds. The clouds came and dropped down these special pearls, these special diamonds. Meaning, no one had to work for it to get it. It was given to them as a gift, so they gave it away. Not a big deal. The Zohar, the Kesef, the Choshes, even though the value was less, but it came from the sweat of their brow. They sweat to earn the money to get the Zohar, the Kesef, and the Choshes, and then they gave it away to the Mishkan. That's so much more meaningful, as opposed to something you just got dropped on your doorstep, and now you're giving it away. It doesn't have the same chashivas, so therefore it's mentioned last. Life should be, has to, you know, Adam la'omol yulod. We're created for toil. And again, and as Rav Goldberg mentioned, when there's toil, there's fulfillment. When there's fulfillment, v'samcheinu b'sikuno. And that is this tekufa. We're now in the time of Sfira. We're also, everyone is cooped up in a non-natural situation that we're in. And the whole world is, you know, but we have the Torah, we have mitzvahs, we have things that will anchor us. Will anchor us to get us through this. Hopefully the whole mankind should get through it in their way. But we have a special Matana Tova. We have the Zman of Sfira now. The Zman that's anchoring us. And like Rabbi Petter said, from Dr. Veshev, mentioned from this particular doctor, that especially in times of uncertainty, we have to latch on to the things that are certain in our lives. The Chesed, the Torah, those are certain things. And that gives us a focus. That gives us, as Rabbi Petter said from Dr. Veshev, those are the things that give us a focus, that keep us on the derech, and give us fulfillment. And Bezer Hashem, when we get to Shavuos, hopefully things in the general world will be in a much better place. But either way, we'll be ready to accept the Torah. Our credit card bill will be paid, and we'll feel fulfillment. And that's the idea that I would like to leave with you this evening. So again, I'd like to thank Rebbetzin Cement and all the participants here. It was still a very meaningful, even though I didn't take a trip, I didn't get into a whatever, but it was still very meaningful to be here tonight. And I wish you all well, and I wish that all your endeavors be fulfilled, and you should feel a sense of meaning, and you shall always remember to look back to these times and say, these were difficult times, but as Chazal tell us, Torah shalamadati ba'af umdali. The Torah that I learned when things were difficult, that's what stayed with me through my life. And these are difficult times, but the accomplishments that you have to accomplish now will be on the highest madrega. Will be like the Zohav that people worked for. And then they gave it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So again, thank you all. Have a meaningful tekufa. Use every day in the best way possible. Fill the days with content. And Be'ez Hashem, we should all get through the difficulties of this time. And Be'ez Hashem, we should see Yeshuas Makifos in the sense that that will be surrounded with Yeshuas, not the Yeshuas of past that we got on credit, but will earn the Yeshuas and will be surrounded by Yeshuas, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should extricate everyone from all these problems. People should be well. We shouldn't hear of people Chas V'Shalom passing away. We should hear of people thriving, and everyone here should live long lives, thrive, be zocha to have beautiful families together, and Be'ez Hashem, Vareinu V'nyono, V'samcheinu B'sikuno.
Thank you very much, Arisa.
Okay. Thank you all.
Thank you. Thank you. This was wonderful.
Thank you.
Good to see everyone.
Okay. Have a good